Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jay Myers is here. Jay's a great member of our Brain Trust, a long time, more than coming up on 10 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions. He's a real live small business owner, folks, just like you. And we're letting him out of the cage just to share some ideas with us. He also is an author, though, folks, an award-winning author of a couple of books, Keep Swinging and Hitting the Curveballs. Those are two both books on how he's dealt with adversity in his business and lived to tell about it. He's our good friend, Jay Myers. Welcome back.
Jim, I appreciate you having me on the show, and I love the intro.
So
let me out of my cage.
That's right. We'll let you out of the cage. A lot of people think small business owners are we're a bunch of exotic animals in the cages in the zoo. Hey,
but Jim, I appreciate you putting up with me for 10 years doing these interviews. It means a lot, and I appreciate your friendship.
Well, you know what, we feel the same way, and well, you know, you are as much as anybody. I have a lot of my Brain Trust members are small. Most of them are small business owners, but most of them are wordsmiths. You know, they're consultants. You actually sell product, and that makes you a little bit different than a lot of our product. You sell products and services, makes you different from a lot of our Brain Trust members. But one of the things that I've observed about you over the last 10 years is that whether you did it because out of reaction at first or later more as a plan, you followed the right path to make sure you didn't get hidebound in your business. I wrote an article a while back. The title of the article was a Reinvention or Extinction. The choice is yours, and you've chosen to reinvent yourself, haven't you?
You know, you absolutely have to in high tech. I mean, as your listeners can well imagine, we've got to look at things every day. I mean, it's astounding, the pace of change. And to give you an example, my business, of course, at Interactive Solutions, we do a lot of video conferencing systems and audiovisual and such, sales and support. And, you know, when I first started the business, video conferencing was expensive, you know, fairly discreet in the sales process in terms of the sales volume and everything, but it was expensive. And you bought hardware and all those kind of things, and, you know, that was the focus. Today, you know, those products are better quality for very minimal fraction of the additional cost. Mm-hmm. When I first started, a video conferencing codec, the brains of the system,
right,
would cost you north of $20,000.
And you had to have one
today,
on both ends too, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Today, I'm not making this up. We sell a product. I don't mind telling you, called Zoom, that is software based, cloud. Well, a software product that is cloud based. Jim, we're talking $30 a month. We're talking less than $400 a year. So you ask yourself, well, how do you deal with that? I mean, are you making any money at $30 a month? Answer, no. Let me tell you where the money is for us. When we put in this software, typically they're in conference rooms that require cameras, microphones, displays,
mm-hmm.
assorted other room type of things that they're going to need to. So the software is just one piece of it. But because it is such a fast-growing product, we had to make the decision, you know, are we going to buck this and keep trying to sell this expensive hardware, or quite honestly, ride the wave. What does that mean? Well, where we would install, let's say, a handful of brooms for a customer at the, you know, the higher cost
mm-hmm.
hardware products, today, instead of installing six rooms, we're doing 60.
Wow.
And then, you know, we sell service contracts on top of that.
Well, this is how the need to reinvent yourself has affected your business is pulled down opportunity on one side, but it opened up opportunity on another side. And the main thing to point out here, folks, is that I've been talking to Jay now for 10 years, and I remember when you went through what I'm going to consider to be your first, I may be wrong, but I think it was probably your first reinvention. You'd been doing business the same way for years. And then all of a sudden you realized things were changing, and buddy, you made some hard decisions. You had to let some people go that you didn't want to let go because they couldn't make the trip. And you, I mean, I remember the hard decisions you made, and now you have the point I want to get to is now you're continuing to have to make those. So you went years without one, then you went a year or two without another one. Now you have, we're all having to make reinvent ourselves almost every 90 days.
And I think so, and particularly, of course, in high tech with the way things are. But you're right, Jim. And I mean, not only are we doing things with this cloud-based software, we're doing things in medical with simulation labs. Our guys, the people that have been with me a long time that thrive, and I got a great group of employees, you know, they constantly have to seek opportunity. They have to seize the opportunity to look at products or services. We're always, I empower all of our people to keep looking for the next big thing.
Well, and new ways keep to monetize, new ways to monetize what you do, right? I mean, that's the key.
Right.
I mean, selling a $20,000 device one year and turning that into $30 a month another year. I mean, that's having to learn how to relearn how to monetize things.
Absolutely. The math is, you know, you kind of got to get your head around it. But, you know, with this healthcare thing as an example, a simulation lab, you know, a lot of people didn't recognize that market and see an opportunity. We did several years ago, and we're booking a lot of really solid business with that. For your listeners, a simulation lab is typically a teaching hospital that rather than having the residents working on live patients, they work on electronic, you know, dummies
right.
that are surrounded by the audiovisual products and cameras and microphones we provide.
Right.
But it's been really,
if you'd hunkered down, if you'd bowed up, as my dad used to say, if you'd bowed up and said, okay, you know, we're in the television camera business, then you'd be out of business right now.
If you'd waited
6 months in your first reinvention, you probably wouldn't even be here right now. If you waited 6 months.
You're exactly right.
Hold on. I need your website quickly.
ISITN.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. I'm right back with our real life small business owner and his story of reinvention. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.